Welcome, 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 welcome. You are most welcome to the Dreamer Girl podcast. My name is Gbemisola. I am your host and I am so grateful that you tuned in. This is going to be lit. Hi guys, welcome to the Dreamer Girl podcast. As always, I'm so excited and so grateful that you tuned in. So this is episode 80. First of all, how have you been? How was last week? How did you grow? What did you learn? What new things did you try? What habits did you add to your routine? What things did you implement from the things that you learned? And so on and so forth. How did you feel about yourself? Yeah, that's one question to ask. How did you feel about yourself this past week? And generally, like, how do you feel about yourself? What do you think about the way you look, the way you sound, where you're from, the gifts you have, your achievements so far? What do you think about yourself? So last week I started talking about comparison, and it's just this idea that there's no winning in comparison. The same things, the things that make you feel proud of yourself and make you feel superior are the exact same things that make you feel inferior compared to somebody else. So for example, if you base your identity or you think you're worth something because you earn $100,000 a year, that same $100,000, some people earn that in a month. Some people never earn that. And so the same thing that makes you feel good in one stance will make you feel bad in the next, just because comparison leaves no winners. You don't win with comparison. And, you know, tied to that idea and similarly to that is just the idea of identity and self-worth and what you think you are, you know, what you think makes your value. And I talked weeks ago at this point about the whole project and talking to young students, and some of the girls, many girls actually asked me about was like, how do I feel better about myself? How do I get comfortable in my own skin? How do I know if I'm pretty? How can I be prettier? And I guess it's not just a female thing, but it's so understandable, because if you look at the landscape, you know, look at TikTok, you look at Instagram, look at this culture, right? This appearance during culture with the filters and everything. There are all these statistics about how many people are getting plastic surgery, medical procedures for cosmetic reasons, and the age just keeps getting younger. It gets lower and lower. So you have 15-year-old girls, 13-year-old girls, you know, wanting lip fillers and things like that, just because this is the culture, right? This is it. The Instagram face. You want to look the way you look with your filter on. It's scary, but it's so real. And I guess that for the guys too, you know, there must be something similar. Though it can be argued that appearances have always been tougher for women, and the whole double standard of that, but that's another conversation that we don't need to have. But it's just this idea of not feeling good enough in who you are and what you bring to the table, in how you look, how you sound, where you're from. And there's nowhere to go from there, you know. This is, and I'm just really do this like an advert. If this is something that you really struggle with, and you want like all the details, because this is, I've been here, I go here regularly, not regularly anymore, thankfully. I have like a whole book on the topic next to the Mulatto. You can check that out on the link is in my bio on Instagram to the book, and it's a very easy read. It's fiction, but all the tips are there, all the things I've learned and I'm learning are there. But coming back to what I was saying, you know, there's nowhere to go from feeling like this. There's hardly anything to do. And like I said, the book has a lot of tips, but I'll share a few that have been so useful to me. I think the first one was just realizing at some point you have to say it is what it is. At some point there are things like you can't change, right? And not like it's not a shape thing, but I always find it so sad and so silly that we base, and let's go back to your parents, we base so much of our self-esteem on something that many of us had no say in whatsoever. Like, if you are the most beautiful girl in every room you walk to, that was not because of you. What? You had no say in that. You got blessed, lucky, fortunate, or whatever word you choose to use, but you didn't work for that. And this goes back to my type of personality and my Enneagram and my stance on meritocracy. It's like, why do we esteem something that you did nothing for with so much value? Why do we place you on a pedestal for something you contributed nothing to? And if you're talking about people that actually contribute things to, then we start throwing shade that they adjusted something and they did this and they did that. But it's just the idea of so many people that are living off how they look had nothing to do with it. Like, you just came and you realized that you were beautiful by some standard. But hey, that's another conversation that I go, those rants I go on. But at some point, you have to realize that it was not within your control, and for the most part, it probably still isn't within your control. And for how long would you let something that you can't control limit how you show up in the world? You know, it is what it is. At some point, you have to say, this is the body I got, these are the experiences I got, this is nationality I got, this is the skin color I got. And going back to my faith, God must have known what he was doing, because that's the kind of God I serve. And it's either that or what, you know, will you continually second guess that, oh, I feel like I've been dealt a terrible hand, there's no point to this, I was just put on earth to be frustrated forever, that I don't look how I'm supposed to look, I wasn't born where I was supposed to be born. It's not helpful, it's not productive, it's not good for your mental health, it's not good for your life, it's not good for all the things that you could do. And I think tied to that fact of it is what it is another idea of, there's so many ways to be beautiful in the world. There's so many ways to be worthy in the world. And again, this is why representation is so important. And in different fields, in different sectors, with respect to different things, just that representation, realizing that there is more than one way to be beautiful. There is more than one way to be successful. And it's you sitting back and saying, I have decided that I am a type of beautiful, and that's fine. It's like, I am a type of successful. I want to be a type of successful. This is the type of successful I want to be. I think it was in Alicia Keys, autobiography? Same thing, semantics. She was talking about how, you know, different, a time on The Voice, and how, like, representation is important to show that you can be anybody, any shape, any color, any race, any educational background, any family background, any financial background, and still go after your dreams. And I think those two concepts together, realizing that at some point you have to do what is best for you, and many times that is deciding that this will no longer be the reason why I will not be all I was called to be. There isn't anything I can do about it, but I can make the best of this face, I can make the best of this body, I can make the best of these gifts. And God, because of a person of faith, had to know what he was doing when he chose these features, these characteristics for my story. And because he's a perfect planner, all of this will work together for something. All this will work together and be like, ah, no, that makes sense. It's like when David said, your way for me, O Lord, has been perfect. Ah, that's just a word right there. Okay, I'm going to be really preachy on this. But yes, so that's one. And then the second thing is, I know it is so important, appearances are so important, and how you feel about yourself is so important, and what you look like is so important, because that's like the vessel you go through life with, right? You know, your soul, your spirit, but then your body is like the case that you go through life with. But it's not the most important thing. And again, this ties to it is what it is, and realizing that you're not going to let external things determine what you're going to make of your entire life. And this second point is just the idea that my purpose is worth more than what I look like, what some ever-changing beauty standard considers important, or what some ever-changing standard of successful, or what success looks like, considers important. My purpose, my destiny, the reason why I'm here is so much more important. And I think that getting to that place where you focus on what's the most important, like me being all that I can be, me showing up for life, me using my own words, using my gifts, me speaking my own words, me sharing my own thoughts, me showing up for life, that is important. And anything that will not contribute to that, any mindset, any thought pattern that will not contribute to that, I'm going to lay that aside, because destiny is so important. Thinking about all the lives, all the impact connected to all that you were created to be, thinking about all the people connected to you. Again, that Miles Monroe, the quote by Dr. Miles Monroe, that he always used to say that the cemetery is the richest place on earth because of all the things that weren't shared with the world, all the songs, all the plays, all the houses, all the inventions, all of those things that weren't shared. And the goal is not to go and contribute to the wealth of the cemetery. The goal is to do everything, not to to leave nothing unused, you know, to waste nothing, to use everything. And so this feeling insecure, honestly, it doesn't help us. And there's a part where you need to take a stance, a stand against it. And it's so funny how the brain is. I don't understand it completely. I should probably read more about it when I have time. But it's so amazing how a change in your mindset can completely change the way you show up in the world and the way people receive you. It's like going back to the idea of there's so many ways to be beautiful. There are people that, you know, you say, oh, this person doesn't mean the conventional standard of beauty, but this person is making a path in the field of beauty, for example, and in like the beauty industry, and the person is standing out, even though the person, you know, is not like what they would say any of the conventional types of beauty. Or, and I don't even like using that word conventional, like whatever, what the gatekeepers in the beauty industry have considered beautiful so far. And it just shows you that often you need to tell the world how to see you, and you have to start that work yourself. You have to tell yourself, this is how I've decided to see me, because of the future I'm trying to create, because of the life I'm trying to create, because of the mental health I'm trying to create. I will not let these things I think I don't have, these things I think are not good enough, I won't let that hold me back. I'm going to use what I have to create the best life possible. I'm going to use what I have to go after my dreams. I'm going to use what I have to create the life I was made to have. Because if I needed something else, if I needed to look somehow different, if I needed to sound different, if I needed to be from somewhere different, then I would, you know, have been from somewhere different. I would look different. I would sound different. But this body, this case, this mind, these gifts, these are unique to my person, and they were put together with intention, with purpose. And again, it's going back to that main character energy. And it's from that place trying to show up in the world. You know, I'm not saying don't get dressed. I'm not saying don't use makeup. I'm not saying don't work out. Do all of that. Like, do what makes you happy, boo. You know, make yourself happy. Make yourself come alive. But refuse to let your mindset be the reason why you will not go after your dreams. Refuse a mindset that holds you down. Refuse a mindset that makes you feel insecure. And then on the practical, all these things are practical, but more practical things, you know, affirmations help. Saying these things to yourself, convincing yourself, correcting your own thoughts. Like when you hear something negative, remind yourself, there are many ways to be beautiful. I am a type of beautiful. I am a type of successful. I am a type of called. I am a type of gifted. And that is great. It's just affirm that over and over again. Another thing is, you know, like I was saying with representation, know what you're putting in front of yourself. Like there was a whole season in my life where I really wished I was lighter skin. I don't know where it came from, but for some reason I go back to representation, like who were the ladies on the billboards, you know, who was popular, who was famous, who was cute, who was considered desirable. I just remember being young and feeling that way, but I had to take charge of that. And I remember one time I was like, I had Agbani Darago, like pictures, I had like pictures of every dark skinned lady like that was considered beautiful. And even though that kind of leads to another kind of stress where it's like, oh, but I don't look like Agbani Darago, or I'm not slim like that person, or I'm not curvy like that person, or my body type is not this type. But for me at that point, it just reinforced the idea that, okay, so you can actually be dark and be a type of beautiful, you know. And sometimes you need to do that work, like find people that are successful in the way you consider successful, or are beautiful and you feel connected to them, or you can see yourself in them, just to reinforce the idea that there is a type of beautiful that is you. And again, with social media, for many people, you just need to take like a chill pill from social media. You just need to excuse us on social media for a while. You just need to say, you know what, you people aren't helping, I'm going to take a minute, and just fall in love with yourself, fall in love with your sound, fall in love with your story that's being written, fall in love with your journey that's unfolding, fall in love with your calling, fall in love with the way you look, the way you sound, what you bring to the table, and remove yourself from situations where people try to talk down on that. Because many times people are just trying to pour their insecurities all over you, and it's removing yourself from such settings. And so for some people, that is social media. Social media is a setting you need to remove yourself from, just so that you can build your own confidence again and really fall in love with yourself. Like if you couldn't see everybody else, you wouldn't know who was beautiful and who was not beautiful. You would be beautiful, you would be normal, you will be what you consider normal. And it's coming back to that place and taking charge over that part of your story, and taking responsibility over that part of your story, and just deciding that you're going to live a full life. And anybody that can't get on board, well, now We don't need them on board. We don't need them on board. And again, this goes back to relationships and all those things that get a lot of people in their feelings. Like, am I considered desirable? Am I not considered desirable? As a Christian, I feel like you only need one person if you want to be married, right? You only need one person to consider you desirable, in quotes, for the long term. And it's like, you don't need all that stress. If they don't appreciate you, move. We move. Whatever was ordained for you will come to you in the frame that you are, as you are, you know. And not that you shouldn't grow, not that you shouldn't evolve, but you get what I'm saying. This idea of always feeling like I need to be different to be impactful, I need to look different, sound different, that is not a helpful way to go about life, and you don't need that stress. And for me, my walk with God has been so important to just get into this place. Like, I remember, like, Tyler Perry, the stage plays, and there was Hattie, and Hattie was always a mess. She was always problematic. And they always say Hattie hasn't had her meds yet. Like, she hasn't taken her meds. That's why she's behaving anyhow. And for me, like, it's that. Like, my walk with God and just spending time regularly in His presence is like that. Like, if I even try to be wishy-washy about it and try to do, you know, drive-through relationship, I always start feeling some type of way. Like, the self-doubt, all those things just come rushing in. But the more time I spend with God, like, the more the truth silences every lie, because a lot of these things are just lies. The ideas that we've been fed year in, year out, they're people's opinions that don't really matter to you. And so it's taking charge over that and saying, I will not be held back. I refuse to carry a mindset and an identity that leaves me feeling less than, that leaves me hiding and shrinking back, because I was not called to shrink back. I was called to be all that I could be, all that I can be, and I'm going to be that. And I could go on and on, because this is a topic that I really enjoy talking about, and I think everybody needs to hear this every once in a while, you know, just to remind yourself that whether social media is real or not, whether the girl uses filters or not, it's not your problem, because you're not on the same journey, you're not running the same race, and that's fine. And there are many ways to be beautiful, there are many ways to be successful, there are many ways to be an influencer, there are many ways to be a human being. So don't stress about it. This has been Grimson and Juma Girl Podcast. As always, I'm so excited and so grateful that you tuned in. Till next week, keep going after your dreams, love the life you have, build the life you want. Bye, guys.